Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the podcast called The Dictionary. Do I have to turn this, pull the mic a little bit away from the mouth so it's not so loud? Hello, word nerds. If you remember from yesterday, we ended with the word delay, and we did not get to the synonym information because I said I didn't want to. So, you know, that's what we're going to do right now. The first word in this episode is the second form of delay, specifically the synonym section. The synonym section! The synonym section! And there's two of them. There's two. Okay, the first section of the synonym section is delay, retard, slow, slacken, and detain, mean to cause, to be late, or behind in movement or progress. Delay implies a holding back, usually by interference from completion or arrival. Implies a holding back, usually by interference from completion or arrival. Holding back from completion or arrival. I'm just saying it all the different ways that it can possibly be said. You are delayed. Your arrival or your completion of something is delayed, probably because of some sort of interference. As in the example, bad weather delayed our arrival, probably by plane, because that is a thing that often gets delayed by bad weather. Retard, and, you know, that's a word that we will get to in the R's. That there's a whole lot of stuff going on with that word, but in this case, it specifically suggests reduction of speed without actual stopping, as in language barriers retarded their progress. What sort of progress? I don't know. Something with language, but it slowed it down. Something that is slowed down but not completely stopped has been retarded. This is the very correct, authentic, original way to use this word. Slow and slacken also imply a reduction of speed. Slow often suggesting deliberate intention, as in medication slowed the patient's heart rate, and it was on purpose. Slacken, an easing up, where's this? There's a comma. Slacken, an easing up or relaxing of power or effort. As in, on hot days, runners slacken their pace. They just ease up because they're probably already really tired from the hot day, and they're really sweaty and need some extra energy, so they slow it up. And the last synonym for this first section is detain, which implies a holding back beyond a reasonable or appointed time, as in, unexpected business had detained her. It held her back unreasonably, beyond her appointed time. Let's see. Okay, I guess we can now just go to the second section of synonym information for the word delay, which is going to be, it's similar because it's still the word delay, but it's a little different. Delay, procrastinate, lag, loiter, dawdle, and dally. These are the best words. Especially lag, loiter, dawdle, and dally mean to move or act slowly so as to fall behind. Sometimes when my wife and I go out on walks, I am not doing any of these things. I am not delaying, procrastinating, lagging, loitering, dawdling, or dallying, but I still lag behind because she is the fastest walker I have ever come across, and I have to sometimes jog a little just to keep up with her. That's when she's really going. Anyway, I'm not doing any of these things. What does the rest of the word say? Delay usually implies a putting off as a beginning or departure, as in, we cannot delay any longer. No, we can't. We've done it so much. Let's stop delaying and get to the gettin'. Procrastinate implies blameworthy delay, especially through laziness or apathy. Like you just don't care and you're lazy and you're like, I just want to be lazy and not do the thing that I gotta do. Oh, that means I have to go do work? What? Let's do it later. As in the example, procrastinates about making decisions. That's one thing you can procrastinate. Everything, so many things. Errands, cleaning, chores, just working, doing a thing, homework, essays, all this stuff. I feel like overall I'm pretty good about not procrastinating. I want to get stuff done. And I don't know, for me, I feel like that's the best thing. Just get it done, and then you can go do some other stuff. You could be lazy later. Then it's not on your mind. That's the thing. You get it out of your mind. Lag implies failure to maintain a speed set by others, as in lagging behind in technology. Or lagging behind your wife when you're on a walk because you cannot maintain the speed set by the others. Loiter and dawdle imply delay while in progress, especially in walking, but dawdle more clearly suggests an aimless wasting of time, as in loitered at several store windows, also as in children dawdling on their way home from school. They get distracted by things. Oh, what's this stick? What's this bug? What's this thing over here? Just dawdling. I probably was a bit of a dawdler when I was a kid. Yeah, loitering, just hanging out. What did it say? So it doesn't really give anything specific about loiter. It gives more information about dawdle specifically. And the last one, dally, suggests delay through trifling or vacillation when promptness is necessary, as in, stop dallying and get to work. And I kind of think of dally and dawdle as being kind of similar. Dallying and dawdling. Okay, that was the synonym section for delay. Yes, it was. So we now have to do a sound effect, which is going to be wah, wah. The next word is dealy. Oh, I was going to mention, it's not that important, but I was just going to mention real quickly, in case this episode or the next one goes completely off the rails, I did get my new booster shot today, and it's just slightly starting to kick in. Got it a few hours ago, so just starting to get a little lazy. Maybe I'll procrastinate a little bit, but no, I got to do the work. I got to record the podcast because people need the podcast. Okay, dealy, D-E-L-E, first form, transitive verb from 1705, to delete, especially from typeset matter. I guess this is, if it's back in the 1700s, this must be talking about literally the typeset of making a book or a newspaper, and if you're deleting a section, you're deleting. Yeah, delete, D-E-L-E-D is the past, and deleting is the present, I guess. It's a Latin word. It's the imperfect singular of delere, but it doesn't say what that means. Maybe it just means to delete, which does make sense because delete starts with the same letters, and this episode is actually going to end with the word delete. But dealy, never heard this because I haven't done anything with typeset matter. Mwah, mwah. The second form of dealy is a noun from circa 1751. I just love this word. I should have kept track of how many words I've never heard of before. This is a mark indicating that something is to be deleted. It doesn't say deleted. It says deleted. A mark indicating that something is to be deleted. This, we need to bring this word back. Why are we not using this? Wah, wah, wah. The next word is the first form of delectable. Adjective from the 15th century. 1. Highly pleasing. And the synonym is delightful. As in, a delectable melody. For some reason, I think of food when I think of delectable. Like number 2, the synonym is delicious, as in a delectable meal. And yeah, delicious, I definitely think of that. We're going to see delicious, I think, in tomorrow. No, not tomorrow's, the one after that. And I may have to put in an audio clip of something as a special little treat because it's just very silly. Delectability is a noun and delectably is an adverb. This is from the Latin delectare, which means to delight. And there's more at the word delight, which, yeah, that'll also be in 2 episodes from now. Wah, wah, wah. The next word is the second form of delectable. Noun from 1921. Something that is delectable is a delectable, especially a delicious food item. A delicious food item. So many food. I might have to get some pizza tonight, because I'm feeling slow and slackened and dawdling and dallying. Anyway, okay. A delicious food item is a delectable. Wah, wah, wah. The next word is delectation. Delectation, or you could pronounce it a couple similar ways. Noun. From the 14th century, the synonyms are delight and enjoyment. If you are enjoying a delectable, it will be a delectation. Wah, wah. The next word is deligible. What is it? Deligible? Deligible. But the emphasis is on the first syllable. Delegable. I think that's what it is. Delegable. This is a funny word. Adjective from 1660. If you want, I'll spell it. Do you want me to spell this one for you? D-E-L-E-G-A-B-L-E. What? G-A-B-L-E? G-A-B-L-E. Delegable. This is just capable of being delegated. It's delegable. It's a task that you don't want to do. You're going to delegate it to somebody else, so it's delegable. The next word. Wah, 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 wah. Delegacy. Delegacy. That ends with a C-Y. Noun from the 15th century. 1. A body of delegates. The synonym is board. Like the board. The board that runs a corporation, all the people who make all the decisions, they are the delegates, and it's a body of people, and they are the delegacy. 2a, the act of delegating is a delegacy. It's very similar to delicacy, which it's probably going to be tomorrow's episode. It's a tasty, tasty thing. 2B for delegacy is appointment as delegate. Next word. What is a delegate? It's the next word. Wah, 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 wah. Delegate first form. You could also say delegate. This is the noun. I would have thought delegate would be the verb, which it is. That's the second form. But you could also say delegate for the noun. From the 15th century, it is a person acting for another as a representative to a convention or conference. You're representing a person or a company at a convention or a conference. You are their delegate. You will know all the information. You know what they're thinking, what they want to say, and you're good to go. They give you permission to go to talk for them. B, a representative of a U.S. territory in the House of Representatives. C, a member of the lower house of the legislature of Maryland, Virginia, or West Virginia. And so for some reason they are delegates, but the other states don't have delegates? Let's see, this is from the Latin verb delegare, which means to delegate, from de plus legare, which means to send. So yeah, so you're sending a person. I don't know what DE means. How does it change exactly? You're sending a delegate. You're sending... Yeah, there's more at the word. How would you pronounce this? Legate? Legate? It's just L-E-G-A-T-E. I didn't even know this word existed. Legate. The next word. Wah, 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 wah. Delegate, second form, verb, from 1530, starting with transitive 1. To entrust to another. As in, delegate authority. I trust you to be the authority, so I'm delegating the authority to you. 2. To appoint as one's representative. Delegating them to do the things for you. Here's intransitive. To assign responsibility or authority, as in, a good manager knows how to delegate. They know how to give all the other people work so they don't have to. No, it's not about them not having to do the work, it's more about they have other responsibilities that the other people don't have. So they gotta learn how to say, okay, I trust you to do these things. I trust that I have trained you well enough to do these important tasks, because I got other important tasks that you are not trained to do. You don't have the responsibility to do these. You're not getting paid enough to do these things. They're very important, so I gotta do them. Delegatee is a noun, and delegator is a noun. Why don't we say, see you later, delegator? So the delegator is the one who is delegating the tasks to the other people, and the delegatee is the one who is doing the tasks for the delegator. The next word. Wah, 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 wah. Delegation. Noun from 1612. 1. The act of empowering to act for another. 2. A group of persons chosen to represent others. The whole group of the delegates is the delegation. Wah, 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 wah. Next word is delegitimate. Delegitimate. Transitive verb from 1972, and the synonym is delegitimize, which is actually our next word. But first, delegitimation. Delegitimation, that is a noun. Wah, wah, wah. Delegitimize is next. This is a transitive verb from 1968. To diminish or destroy the legitimacy, prestige, or authority of, as in, delegitimize a government. Sorry, this government, it's not legitimate. Somebody came into power and nobody gave them permission to do that. I don't know how they did it. They just snuck into the president's house and they said, this is mine now. So they think they have authority, but no, they don't. You know, that's just one example, but that's kind of a silly example. There's more actual examples of delegitimizing a government or other things that don't really have authority. They shouldn't. They're not legitimate. Delegitimization. Delegitimization. That is a noun. We are already at the last word. We really sped through this, didn't we? The next word. Wop, 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 wop. It is delete. D-E-L-E-T-E. Delete. This is a transitive verb from circa 1605. I can just imagine a computer keyboard made in 1605 that has a delete button. To eliminate, especially by blotting out, cutting out or erasing, as in, delete a passage in a manuscript. Also as in, delete a computer file. How do they come up with these examples? Where do you come up with delete a passage in a manuscript? What's the thought process? Like, okay, well, you know, you're working on a thing, you wrote up a thing, you want to delete a passage in it, but why is it a manuscript? Why didn't they choose essay? Or why didn't they choose some other thing? I don't know, I just find it interesting that they've chosen a lot of these examples. There's nothing wrong with most of them, not in my book, but just curious is all. Stop asking me. The etymology, Latin, the verb delere, there's a horizontal line over the second E, and I don't know how that changes the pronunciation, so I'm just going to say delere, and that means to wipe out or destroy. Destroy it. Maybe the key on the keyboard should say destroy instead of delete. That would be fun. Has anybody made any weird keyboards where there's just like alternate things on the keys instead of what it actually is normally? Because that would be a good one to use. Destroy. You know what? I think we got through all the words and we now have to read them so we can come up with a word of the episode. It might be kind of hard to pick one. We'll say delay again. We had delay. Dealy. Delectable. Delectation. Delegible. Delegacy. Delegate. Delegation. Delegitimate. Delegitimize. And delete. I think I may have to pick delectable as the word of the episode. I like delete. That's a very useful thing in things that you want to delete things. But yeah, delectable, I think that it's just also just a good word. Delectable. And the delectable word is delectable. It's delicious and delightful. Delectable is delicious and delightful. Delectable. Delectable. Okay, I think that's the end of that part. Let's see. Did I anything? Nah, I think that's fine. This is the end of the episode. Your congratulations to you. You made it. And if you are new to the show, haven't said this in a while, probably, go back to the beginning. If you're starting here in the middle, that's great. You know, that's a good place to get started, see how this thing goes. But go back to the beginning, hear how weird this used to be. It used to be much more straight-laced, less commentary, I think. But, you know, it grows and evolves just like everything. So, you know, it's a fun journey. Check it out. You are checking it out. Check it out more. More checking out, please. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.